Hey, everybody, it's June. There's been a lot of things going on. I'm sure you guys have heard. Jenny had the baby. Jolene is now a part of our society. A little tiny parasite has come out. Now it's among us. And, you know, I got to see Jolene today, finally. And that is a little tiny baby. I haven't held a newborn in a long time. And I got to hold her. And I was thinking that I'd drop her, and I realized, well, I'm a fucking grown man. I'm not going to drop anything. I've carried sausages and pizzas and pitchers of beer around and not spilled a drop, and I did a good job. But Patrick's kids had a birthday. I am going to a wedding, so I think we're going to miss. I know we're missed this week, but we're probably going to miss next week unless we can sneak an episode in, which I'm trying to do. And I might, don't hold me to this, but I actually might try to do an episode by myself. So until we see you guys next time, enjoy the little time we have apart with an old episode from 11/27/2010, episode number 71, entitled Listener Mail. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. We're going to see you very, very, very soon. And until then, enjoy your wonderful, wonderful tidbits. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, we'll see you soon. Thank you, guys. Toodles.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Yeah,
I wrote that. It's called I Wanna Rock Your Body. And then in parentheses it says to the break of dawn.
That's beautiful. It's like poetry.
I wanna rock your body, baby.
City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet. The date is Saturday, November 27th, 2010, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name's June.
My name is Jenny.
I'm Pat.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 71. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. Thanksgiving, you guys. You have a good one there, Jenny? You have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was nice. It was mellow and good. Lots of good food.
Lots of vegetarian and vegan shit?
Hell no.
You went for it?
Yeah, I ate ham. And I actually, I'm not a big turkey eater, even when I claim to be a vegetarian. So I made BT make a ham because pork is the one thing that I miss not eating.
Well, bacon in particular, or is it like a honey bake type of shit? Ham.
Pretty much any pork is what I miss, but I fucking love a ham steak.
You were rolling in flavor country.
So I was. I was like a cow to a salt lick.
Jimmy Dean showed up and taught you how to fly a kite.
Jimmy Dean spanked my ass. It was
good.
He
spanked your taste buds is what he did.
It was delicious. It was delicious ham. Yeah, had some friends over and mellow, good times, good ham, good mac and cheese. We didn't do the whole stuffing. I did buy the can of cranberries, though, and open it and just slap it on a plate. Yes.
Right.
That's served. Boom.
Yeah.
On a plate. Served.
And scene.
Yeah.
I like it.
How about you, June? How was your Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving. I hung out with a friend of mine and his family and his sister and their kids. And his mom is pretty much like my aunt. And I hadn't seen her in a long, long time. So it was nice to hang out with the matriarch.
Yep.
And
Having kids around, too, on the holidays.
I do too.
It's so much better.
I like it a lot.
What are you doing next year, Jenny? June? What are you doing?
Not wrecking my friend's garbage disposal is what I'm going to do this year.
Well, I had a funny thing happen at my Thanksgiving.
Wait, one sec.
Okay.
Patrick, how was your
Oh, yeah.
Well, How was your wedding?
How was your wedding?
It was great. We shared our vows. She got me the ring
you
I wanted.
You married a turkey.
Wedding was me fucking up Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving was, yeah, pretty mellow, pretty great. Garbage disposal issues such as yours.
Did you fuck up a garbage disposal too?
Yeah, but you just hit it with a plunger and then you bleach out the shit stains that it leaves on the sink thing, and you're fine.
So you told me earlier you made a shitload of pies. Did you bake them yourself? Did you do the crust and shit, or did you get pre-made?
Some of them were pre-made. Like, there was, like, a couple of pumpkin pies.
I've never fucking made my own crust. I always get the crust. No, I always just buy the crust.
It's easier, but, you know, I made an apple pie where the crust started to burn. I was a little upset about that. But it was the first time I covered an apple pie.
Ooh,
with
the crisscross?
No, I didn't do a crisscross. I just did, like,
pentagram?
Actual, like, I just did.
Sign
it
the
is
devil?
Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Like a rainbow in the dark.
I'd like to. I'm thankful for Satan making such a delicious pie.
Here's my pentagram topped apple.
It was good. One thing I was psyched about going off of last week's thing is, you know, Jenny and I, right before Thanksgiving, got to see Harry Potter.
Oh, that's right.
We did.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
It was awesome. A whole bunch of us went together with a bunch of kids, which was cool. I like to see the movies with
faces.
Kids. Yeah. Well, like kids I know, not just retard kids in the...
Those
theater making noise.
Children.
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah, those are the kids who are like, Chicken Little's my hero. Those are the kids who are just like, God, you wear your underpants
but
on
your
the outside.
Kids were funny. They kept saying some funny shit. It was cracking me up the whole time.
When they said, rape that whore.
That yeah.
That's great.
When they yelled that out.
Come on, Gary Potter.
Daddy, what's Gary Potter doing now?
What's he up to? Is he making pies?
But one thing that happened at the Harry Potter movie that Patrick and I didn't like was the dude sitting directly behind us. Okay, this
You're
was
so
the
right.
dude and
douchebag.
Yes. Well, the bad thing was that Patrick and I never got to see the guy because we both made a mental note, like when the lights come up, turn around and see what this douchebag looks like. But when the lights came up, he was gone.
The shadow.
He'd vanish just like Snape.
You know why?
Because
he was Gary Potter. He had a little wand. He's like.
So this was the guy that
he
you know
popcorn.
He was alone at the theater.
He was so alone.
He didn't have any kids or woman or anybody with him.
He probably asked some girl named Veronica, and she's like, "Yeah, I'll meet you there." And she never showed up.
No, she did not. Or any of the other 20 people he may have asked along his travels. But this guy, every time something would happen, he would go,
Was he directly behind you guys in the theater?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
He was in between Patrick and I. Like, directly. You know how the seats are kind of a little staggered?
They're adjacent.
He was
staggered. Thank you.
If he put his face to the left, Jenny got his breath on her nape. And if he went to the right, oh my God,
it
was
like
so aroused.
He wanted everyone in the theater to know that he was like privy to what was going on. So he would go, and then anything funny that would happen that was only a little bit funny, he would go, and it was like he was Robert De Niro in Cape Fear, like smoking the cigar and annoying everyone.
And at one point, didn't you want to turn around and go, listen, dude, like,
all are Harry Potter fanatics. That's why we're here. You don't need to overreact.
I think it was writing a film review. I think it was Naked Fat Guy,
actually. It was Eric with a K. Yeah.
I think it was him because it's one of those guys that I've never had to deal with, and you're like, oh, God, I got to deal with him in a space that I hate. And I went, that was that guy for that day. And I know it was for you, too.
Oh, my God. Patrick and I just kept, like, kind of nudging each other and just being like, And I imagined him rubbing his, like, imaginary beard that he can't grow because
he had a Van Dyke but never grew it out. Yes.
Oh, he was awful.
But you guys enjoyed your little...
Yes, the movie was great.
Nerdfest?
Yes, absolutely.
Man, we're not going to go into it,
no,
by the way.
No, we're not going to go into it at all, but we had a great time, and it was good.
It was a great
little...
It was a great way to spend an afternoon.
I agree.
It was really great.
The reason why I'm saying I don't want to go into it is because we have a lot of listeners that bitch about it when you guys like start to talk about Harry Potter.
We know we're dorks.
It's fine. No, I mean, but we were going to see a movie and some dude behind us went, I appreciate the whole way through.
Your, the nerd factor. And I'm thinking about going to see the film.
The film.
Mañana.
Ooh, I like it.
Are you seeing it in
I'll probably
Espanol?
Go alone, and you know what? Now I got my shit. I'm going to be like back behind some people and their kids going.
I hope that guy is right behind you.
Maybe too. It was worse than There Will Be Blood when I saw that, and a woman would be like, wow. Oh, yeah, that's wait, were you her?
Oh.
That's what she did. It was like every time he
clubbed.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Naked fight.
Like, we all know that maybe things are happening.
Maybe it's Auditorium
2
at the Lloyd Center.
Maybe.
I think it was both.
You know what, though, Jenny? We can't really complain because when we're at a movie, we're assholes like that, too.
No, this is one thing I know. Like, Jenny and I, like, I like Jenny because we watched the trailers and we just shit-talked it the entire time.
We did.
And then as soon as the movie started,
we
both shut the fuck up.
But the movies that you and I were being loudly at were, like, Machete.
Right.
Things that it's okay
it
to hoot and holler. It fucking asks for it.
No movie asks for it, but that's just me.
I mean, come on. Machete's so tongue-in-cheek, you kind of got to talk to the screen, right?
We saw the trailer of Tron. Neither of us uttered a fucking word until it was done. See, Jenny has respect for the classics.
I did, however, talk the whole entire time through the Yogi Bear in 3D trailer.
So did I.
Which was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
So I wanted to point out something. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I saw that shit bird, too, that trailer.
Oh, it's horrible.
For
Dan Aykroyd. And you know who Boo Boo is?
No.
Justin Timberlake.
Of course it is.
Hey, Boo Boo. Hey, Yogi. Let's get a picnic basket.
This is a fucking old-ass story. I can't believe people come to see
That's what I asked Patrick. I was like, do your kids even know who fucking Yogi Bear is? It's old Hanna-Barbera. Like, who...
All they had to do was show a shot with a bear hanging its ass out of a moving car and slapping it against a picket fence.
That.
And they were like, I want to see this movie.
Your kids cracked the shit up.
Well, you know,
it's like?
It's like watching that fucking stupid ass motherfucking Peanuts bullshit.
Okay. This is what I want to talk about my Thanksgiving.
I hate that Peanuts shit.
So check it out.
Are we like 50?
Well,
humor's changed. Animation is good now.
Okay, I had a 9-year-old at my Thanksgiving, and so we're trying to figure out something on the television.
Did you eat that too, Kaylor?
Yeah, we ate the 9-year-old. That's what I meant by ham. So we're looking through the television trying to find something appropriate for all of us to watch, and Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is on the guide, and she's like, oh, I want to watch that. And so it seems appropriate. We all fucking watched it like every year of our lives. So we turn it on, and there's a scene where Peppermint Patty is calling up Charlie Brown, and she's like, yo, Chuck, I want to come over, Chuck. And this 9-year-old girl goes, Dad, is that a boy or a girl? And we all just fucking cracked up because there's all those...
Androgyny falls on deaf ears with children.
And there's all of those rumors or whatever you want to call it that Peppermint Patty's a les with Marcy because Marcy's always calling her sir. And we all cracked up so bad and Chad said... Well, we're all not really sure what Peppermint Patty is, but look at the front of her hair. It's a football. And
football hair.
And the 9-year-old lost her shit. She laughed so hard because we were all laughing that Peppermint Patty was a dude with a football hair. And then we all started talking about why the fuck do we all still watch the Peanuts? They're not funny.
They're boring.
They're boring. Linus is always preaching about Jesus, and it's really a bad cartoon.
Douchebag of the week.
It's really bad.
It's horrible. It's boring.
Boring.
I can't imagine it holding this next generation's children's attention for any amount of time.
Well, and Patrick and I were talking about it when we on our way driving over here about also how mean they all are to each other.
Oh, they're
all
assholes.
Dicks. They are not friends. They are all total dicks to each other.
I agree. I think that shit is dead
fuck
and gone.
The Peanuts.
Especially that Christmas shit. We'll get into that on another episode.
Yeah.
I like how the fact that Peppermint Patty sounds like a extra from Goodfellas, though.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Chuck! I'm gonna come over. Is your dog gonna make us some toast and jelly beans for dinner?
My dad's Silvio. Hey.
Hey, forget about it, Chuck.
Walking. Snoopy just... Walking. Yeah.
Trombone.
Does it really take 40 days and 40 nights to traverse Charlie Brown's fucking backyard?
Yes, to get to the doghouse. Yes, it does. Shit. It takes a whole entire song to get there.
Some of the things we're going to get to on episode 71. We've got a topic of the week. We got some movie madness. We've got a divulge who won last week's douchebag of the week. And then we've got a whole new bag of douchebags for you guys. I was wondering, Patrick, if we could get one of your movie madnesses from you.
Yes.
And I'm thinking green, okay? Not like Kelly Green. Last year, number one selling color in new cars in America was green. People like green, but not...
Hunter.
Hunter, green, strong, pride, dignity.
Down.
But not Kelly Green, you know what I mean?
I like it with a
power.
Ooh, I'm not sure yet.
Do you want... I'm going to give you another
one.
Yeah,
I want another.
Yeah, I do too.
Dark heaven for little girl.
The presidency is about honor.
Dark heaven for little girl.
It's about principles. Mm.
Without them, what would little boy do?
And it's about integrity.
Dark heaven.
This tune has got to change.
I'm stumped.
I thought I might have a handle on it on the first one, but I don't.
Hey, Movie Madness is a game that we play here on the Hideous Creature Show where Patrick chooses a movie and plays movie clips throughout the show, and Jenny and I try to guess what the movie is. And you, as a listener, can also play along. Why don't we jump into topic of the week for episode 71, which is, Jenny?
We're going to go over some listener mail. For episode 71, we decided that we would review some of the comments and questions that we've got from listeners and answer some of those and, get a little in touch.
Yeah. Get in touch with the peeps.
Get in touch with the pit.
Thanks,
the
you guys, for actually listening to the show.
And writing in.
Yeah.
Wow. Super.
Okay, so the first one that I have was sent in. I will just go ahead and read it, and then we will address it. Love the show. Just wondering how you came up with the idea of doing a podcast. I was thinking about starting my own and wondered if you had any advice of what not to do. In parentheses, get too drunk on fake break.
Oh,
signed, wow. Tiny Dancer 555.
Wow, I don't know how to feel about that because I love that song, but wow.
Do you want
a shout out?
Do you want to feel this one?
So how did you come up with the idea of doing a podcast?
And what was the second question?
The second question was advice of maybe some things not to do.
And that means not getting drunk. Okay.
Or whatever advice of any things not to do.
Yeah, why don't you, because you were there when the idea was brought up.
I was sitting in a kitchen, in a basement kitchen. And
professional kitchen.
A professional kitchen, but it was in a basement, kind of a building. And June said, "Hey, have you ever thought of doing a podcast?" And I went, "No." And he goes, "'Cause I like talking to you." And I went, "I like talking to you." And then mm-hmm. it was shoo-wop, shoo-wop.
Mm-hmm.
What I wouldn't do on a podcast, what I wouldn't do is I wouldn't play like random movie clips and have people figure out what they are.
What I wouldn't do is hang around with a couple of douches and talk about
does
crap
this person
no one
have
cares
a name?
About.
Does this person have a name?
Tiny Dancer 555.
Oh, okay. Hold Me Closer. No, it just happened. It happened. June was just like, "Hey, let's just get together and shoot the shit in front of a microphone."
It was June's brainchild that he came up with Patrick, and partially because
I didn't come up with it.
You guys hung out all the time at your job and just talk
and
shit.
That's when
happens. Just discuss topics, did little things that you thought would be funny to broadcast.
Yeah,
know?
Don't eat the quiche from that place. I just want to let you guys know that.
And even at first, did you think, like, we should just record this for our own...
posterity?
Our own pleasure to see, like, if it would be funny to listen back for yourself, or...
No, I was kind of going, like, I need a new project.
Right.
And I already had all the recording equipment from back when I was playing a lot of music, so I was like, fuck it, it's already all here, let's just do it. And then Patrick and I did a couple betas where we were just trying to figure out what the fuck we're going to talk about and, like, right. how to
go about it.
I had no fucking idea how to do it or anything like that. And then I went, well, we need a different perspective. And I thought, two dudes is enough. We need to have a woman, and I just thought of you immediately. Because we, you know, Jenny and I used to go out drinking all the time together, and we'd go back and forth just like Patrick and I do.
We have a good banter.
Yeah, and then that was the birth of it. And then we started doing it, and
shut up, June,
started liking it. Now I'm addicted.
I know for me personally, when June invited me to come in, and I wasn't like apprehensive about it. I was just nervous that I wouldn't bring anything to the table. I thought, how dumb, I don't have anything to say. And the first time I heard my own voice in the microphone, I was like, oh God, okay. I want to hear my own head, my own voice in my headphones for the rest of my life. Like, I want to be amplified in everything I do.
That's right. When we set up the microphone, Jenny just kind of just started talking. I think we just hit record.
I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. What? I can hear my own self? This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Patrick, can we get another movie madness from you?
Fuck you.
Leave it alone. What did television ever do to you?
It destroyed the electoral process.
Can we get another one?
Two things I know to be true. There's no difference between good flan and bad flan. And there is no war. Guess who I am?
Fuck. I know who that actor is.
I think I do, too.
And we've established now that in the first part of the show, we're not going to divulge who the actors are.
Who do you think the actors are? Fucking give them to me.
William H. Macy. There's Robert De Niro.
I didn't hear De Niro, but I know definitely
Am I wrong
Macy.
About De Niro?
I don't know.
You're right about De Niro.
Okay. We got that. Patrick, you got a letter?
Yeah.
A listener email, if you will.
I'm trying to bring this up. While I'm trying to do movie madness, and it's being... Okay, here it is. This is actually directed to you from...
To me?
Yeah, this is actually Dear June at the Hideous Creature Show from Daryl, who's in Portland, Oregon. He gives his last name, but I will not give it.
Oh.
I'm conscientious. I understand what you were saying about streetwalkers. I, too, live in Portland and have been listening to the show for the last 6 months.
Thanks Daryl.
Daryl.
Yeah, thanks, Daryl, for listening.
When I moved here from Scottsdale, Arizona, I wondered why people chose to walk down the middle of the street.
No shit, and I will fucking go off.
You will.
In a little bit, in a sec.
Through rain, sleet, sun, or snow, people here just amble down the middle of the road without a care in the world, and I could never understand why. Is this something that you have feelings about?
Yeah, you know why, Daryl? Thank you for... Right
that wasn't
in.
His end, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I want you to... Okay.
I'll save it for the end. Go ahead.
But then I experienced my first winter here in the Rose City. I realized that when the rains come, the sidewalks are flooded with water. The sidewalks with other cracks in their bumps and unevenness pool up with water, and it makes it impossible to walk through the night without having to sidestep every few feet.
Daryl, you're a fucking pussy. Straight off the bat.
Are you... Wow.
Fuck. I mean, you're in Portland. Get over the fucking
water.
Well,
I'll chime in as a lady that sometimes I wear not so sensible shoes. Like if I'm coming home from work and even in the daytime, the sidewalks are fucked and they are flooded and I'll get a fucking shoe full of water.
I still don't
walk through the street.
Can I? Because
you got
keep reading. You come up to the corner of a sidewalk and you find yourself faced with a sloshy lagoon of cigarette butts and dying leaves.
No one fucking rakes the leaves out of the fucking drains either.
And yep. Daryl goes on to write, so I too once felt, as you do, that walking the street was unaware and asking for trouble. But now I look at the streetwalkers, and that's in quotations, streetwalkers is.
Not the prostitutes.
And sadly, I have to count myself in their ranks. Love the show. Post some pictures of Mingus. Jenny's great and funny. Daryl M. of Portland, Oregon.
Daryl, get some fucking rubber boots.
Thanks, I am great and funny.
No, I'm sorry. Daryl, I don't agree with what
I think that's a good point, though, because coming home from work sometimes in my tiny little stupid shoes I wear to work.
Get the fuck over it and mean it through it. I agree with you, but at the same time, don't give Daryl shit.
They have filled up with shit, and I have contemplated walking in the fucking road, but I don't.
Do you, out of curiosity, do you not walk in the street because of my pet peeve of people walking in the streets?
A little bit, but also just because it's dangerous.
It's totally dangerous. That's where cars live.
It's not dangerous when you're walking down, 26th Avenue, on your way to Knott at 3 in the morning.
Patrick, that's where cars live. And they will run your ass down because everybody at 3 fucking a.m. is drunk.
I don't have a problem with just, going, there's a puddle. Jump it or walk around
it. Sometimes you can't even jump it because it's so crammed with leaves.
If you can't, you're not an athlete.
It's a freaking lake.
I will go back to just get some rubber boots then. If you're afraid of water and that's an issue,
move.
Just get some rubber boots and...
But we're not chicks, and chicks look good in rubber boots, but men never look good in rubber boots.
Well, because you know why? It's because men buy the stupid-ass big black or green rubber boots that are not fancy.
But those are the ones that work.
Like purple ones with hot pink spots?
They should get the ricky-ticky boots
with little frogs
on them.
They should not get those things. They should wear the ones that work.
The last one that we have here is from... our own intern Miranda, which is she had an idea for a topic of the week, and this one is directed for you, Patrick, I believe. And it says, you guys focus so much on American films, it would be interesting to hear what type of international film you would do. A country, a genre, ..
Is she talking
or
about
maybe I just like seeing you guys in a beret.
She's talking about Movie Madness.
Right.
Oh, National Lampoon's European Vacation's open to me now? Because I thought you put the kibosh on that.
Patrick, I think you should feel this one.
Well, I think I have one answer to it, is that June and I are too dumb to guess foreign movies. That's why.
Right, but if I play a foreign film, what's going to happen? If I play a foreign film, you're going to be like, what country is it from?
I think we could ascertain, a language.
Yeah, you probably could after about 3 or 4 of them, but then I'm going to pick the one that no one... are you guys going to be able to figure out the white ribbon? No.
No, but feel this one, Patrick.
I just think that it's kind of pointless to play foreign language movie madnesses when everyone's like, it's German, it's French, it's German. Nope, it's Spanish.
Well, so basically it would be Delicatessen or City of Children. Or
Let the Right One In.
It could be
Amelie.
It could be Amelie. It could be a lot of things. It could be
Nosferatu.
It could be a woman is a woman.
That could be a good thing to do, is try it out, pick one, and see what happens.
Okay,
it could be a complete train wreck, and June and I wouldn't get anything.
No, I don't care if you guys get it. I want you guys not to get it. But if the listener's going, why do I give a shit about this? Then,
I you know what? Do it. I bet I could get it.
I'll do it. I'll do it in the year
challenge.
2011. It will come.
2011.
Up.
We're gonna get international.
It's you know what? We're reaching across the borders. We've got our white flags out, and we're ready to take in the refugees of international cinema.
What you would do?
Oh, just wait.
Because you know a lot more foreign shit than Jenny and I do.
Right. Guess what? Movie Madness for foreign films actually wouldn't have any dialogue. It would actually just probably have all music in it.
Chocolat bleu.
And if you can't get this, I'd be like, why can't you get this?
Merde. Enculé ton mère. Speaking of Movie Madness, Patrick, why don't we get one for episode 71?
Right on, I laugh if you could love me. But don't put you take a short nap while you put your hand down there.
No, I didn't mean it.
You take a short nap while you blunt.
See, I just thought you should see it. I don't think it should be a song.
I'm glad that your mama
misunderstood this. No. I didn't mean for you to do a song about it. I just thought it was funny.
Dustin Hoffman?
Yes.
I don't think it's appropriate for what we're doing.
It's totally Dustin Hoffman. You know?
I'm still clueless. Can we get one more before we jump into a fake break?
Get one more.
Look at all those hands. Where a rabbit could get out of this?
God, I am still in lurch.
I am in a lurch for sure. I got some actors, but it's not helping me.
It's another star-studded performance.
I know. Patrick's good at picking those movies with all these stars that I still can't fucking figure out.
Ensemble cast.
I, however, have one more listener question.
Oh, okay.
Which is, why are there still no extra large shirts?
Do you want to field this one, or should I go for it?
You go for it.
It's because we have no fucking money, and...
and we haven't sold the...
still haven't sold our first batch.
Right. We haven't sold our first batch, which we kind of needed to do in order to run a new batch.
Right. And the press is still sitting there, but we still owe that guy money.
Right. And we apologize to our extra large listeners. It was our error in not...
I don't believe that. We should have thought about that.
We should have thought about it. And when we did our very first run, we just went small, medium, large, done. Let's do it. And thankfully, Johnny Fucker was awesome enough to do them.
Right.
We got them done. And we just didn't think about it.
Hey, we're going to jump into a fake break. We'll be back in a little bit. Until then, we have some listeners that had called in and enjoyed this little audio tidbit.
Hey, Hideous Creature Show. This is... uphill battle calling back Matt and Joe. Previous attempt didn't really work out. Joe got shot a little bit. But, you know, basically what we're calling about is that we think that our freedom is being violated by the removal of
Four Loko for Mysterious
from the shelves.
Mysterious.
We think that we should be able to choose our own beverage decisions, you know, as we think they're... according to Deliciosity.
Deliciosity? The shoes in my system.
And if you've ever listened to the song Juice in My System from the Juice website, you would know. If you don't know, now you know. But what we're saying is we're eating fucking mushrooms tonight. We're fucking getting locoed.
And the people who are banning Four Loko are the douchebags of the week, so they need to be voted on because that shit is for serious. They're the douchebags. Those kids who died in Washington are douches. They shouldn't have been fucking 16 loco. That's a bad decision. 12 loco at the most. Quit being douchebags and ruin it for us. Make them the douchebag of the week. That's all we have to say. Uphill battle out.
Spoken like a prophet. 16, not 24.
Love you, Hideous Creature Show.
We are back from fake break.
Yes, we are.
I want to say thank you, Matt and Joe from Uphill Battle. Like,
I love it.
Doing your shit, your diligent American
shit
job that you fucking should do, and all of us should do it, because getting that shit banned, I concur completely. If you can't handle your booze...
If you can't handle your loco...
If you can't handle your fucking shit that you put in your beer hole, then it's your fucking fault. Why the fuck is Cuervo not illegal?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was just going to say. Like, why isn't fucking tequila illegal? Because some motherfucker drank too much of it? You can't... It's like prohibition all over again.
If you want to run... with the dogs at night, you can't piss with the pups in the morning.
You just made Tisdale come out of my nose, Patrick.
I made Tisdale came out of your urethra.
If you're going to run with the pups, you better be able to fight with the big dogs.
No, if you want to run with the dogs at night. Wow. Thanks, Jenny.
Well, I just took what you did and tried to spin it. I don't know, because I couldn't remember what you said.
And that's a horrible college football or high school football team that you're coaching that goes like 0-3.
If you're a pup, then you better be able to piss with the fucking St. Bernards.
Quit being a stupid puppy with your puppy pee.
I want some happy and light to come to this.
Yes, thank you. Uphill battle, yes.
Uphill battle, thank you.
Yeah, I you know what? I completely agree. And
last week we did a little bit on the Four Loko being pulled off the shelves, but we cut it because of time restraints. And I can't agree more. Like, right. who is in charge of their own shit? That was really horrible.
Who has personal responsibility
anymore? Right. It's just, if you can't fucking do it, don't drink the Four Loko. And I love the way that there were increments of four. So for a 12, 16 loco is too loco.
16 is too loco. It should also go by your age. If you're 12, you should only be allowed like four loco.
Or like a
half a loco.
Or a quarter of
a loco.
If
you're 16, you can have two loco. You know, if you're my age, you can have as many fucking loco as you want to have.
Right. As soon as you're 21.
You have 128 loco. That's what you want.
If I can handle a 28 loco.
You can't. I don't think anybody human can.
I can.
I don't think I probably can.
But I also particularly like the way that they cut themselves off.
Yeah.
16 loco.
Too many loco.
Yeah. Fuck the mushrooms. By the way, guys. Touche.
You beat us on that one.
Matt and Joe?
Yep, Matt and Joe from Uphill Shout Battle. Out. They're another Portland moped gang.
I love it.
Thank you guys for listening, too.
And I will say that we are going to add those people as an honorary douchebag onto episode 71.
Yes, I agree.
Number one douchebag this week is, we haven't even got into the douchebag section, but number one douchebag of this week is the people who banned Four Loko because of some irresponsible teens.
It would be our government.
Well, I see. That's where we're going to go into. Is it the man making it illegal, or is it those Washington douchebags that couldn't handle their loco?
I blame Sarah Palin.
Thank you for coming along on the Hideous Creatures Libertarian Hotline. You can give us a call at 503-928-7758, or you can call the actual Hideous Creatures Show at 503-928-7751.
Hey, Patrick, do you think we get a movie madness from you?
Yep, this goes along with our teabagger agenda today.
Oh, God. What do we do now, huh? Huh? What do we do now, huh, boy producer? Huh, Mr. Win and Emmy, social conscience, whale shit, save the rainforest, peacenik, commie, fucking hire a convict shithead? Huh? What do we do now, liberal affirmative action shithead, peacenik, commie, fuck? What do you want to do now?
This is nothing, piece of cake. Producing is being a samurai warrior. That pay you day in, day out for years so that one day, when called upon, you can respond. You're training at its peak and save the day.
I got it.
Stop gloating, June.
I got it.
June's dancing over here like a Four Loko crazy because he knows the movie. I don't know it.
I'm not sure exactly if I have the title, but I know what it is.
Okay, that's fine. Have you ever seen the film?
No.
Fair enough. I've won a lot of movie madnesses that you have given based on the fact I've never seen the movie, but I know what it is.
You were a good guesser, too. I'm not a good guesser.
Yeah.
So, are we going to segue into the fact that we actually bought some of the...
do we want to do that?
Liquids?
We found a stash of Four Loko, and for you, Matt and Joe, we are going to make our own assertion of what we think is loco.
About the
and we didn't buy 16 or anything, but we got...
We did get 16. Two Four Loko is 16 Loko.
Dos Four Locos, por favor.
Well, that equals 8.
All right, so why don't we just do a taste test? I have...
It's grape.
I think Devil Pea.
It's purple.
It's called Grape...
Madness?
Grape Madness is what we have.
I'm going to try a taste. It's like Jolly Ranchers and... Oh, my God, like St. Ides.
Okay.
It's actually delightfully delicious.
Here's a clip for you while Jenny's supping on that.
This isn't going to hold for 11 days. The guy fucked a Girl Scout.
A Firefly girl.
Guy fucked a Firefly girl. I mean, what are you going to do to hold that off? Excuse me, I want to get my veggie shake here.
What do you think would hold
your
it off,
veggie
Mr. Moss?
Shake.
Nothing. I mean, you'd have to have a war.
Jenny,
what do you feel about that?
I don't like that one bit. No.
you look like somebody just like I don't know how to
put it? I'm not sure exactly how to tell what your facial features are. You just
the sides of my mouth went down.
Someone just ejaculated. Someone ejaculated diarrhea into your mouth.
Satan did. Yeah.
It's the devil's pee.
Okay, I'm gonna have a little.
Okay, check it out and tell me what you think.
Okay.
I don't know why we
killed Kennedy. I read the first draft of the Warren Report. It says he was killed by a drunk driver. You watch the Gopher. What do you see day after day? The one smart bomb falling down a chimney. The truth? I was in the building when we shot that shot. We shot it in a studio, Falls Church, Virginia, 1/10 scale model of a building.
Is that true?
How the fuck do we know? You take my point?
Yes. All right.
Patrick went in for a big chug, yeah, made a Patrick face, and went like, back in.
Patrick, it's halfway gone now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, is there any way to give me more bass on this microphone?
You loco
Patrick's
yet?
Patrick's hair just got curlier, I think.
That's hard to do. Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think?
I mean,
by flavor, it should be completely illegal.
By flavor, because there's a party in my mouth and everyone's invited, and the cops are going to shut it down.
The cops are going to shut down our party.
Yeah.
What if a SWAT team just came in here right now and they were like, "We sense you had some loco." And they would automatically tase your ass.
Oh, they go for me.
You'd be
for
on
sure.
the ground.
Happily.
You'd love to get tased.
You know, I don't think it's. I think after these cuatro loco, what would
16? Cuatro loco,
whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to be, fuck this shit. I've drank it before, and everything got kind of loco.
What's that red one? What's the second cuatro of our loco?
You want to open that, Jenny?
Okay. Oh, do you want to open the second one and do a red taste test? Ooh.
You like that?
Fruity pebbles.
Really?
Fruit punch. Oh. I like the red way better.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick, we get into the movie Madness in
seriously,
between.
Seriously, the Kool-Aid man just bust into my brain. Ooh, he busted through the walls of my brain.
Okay,
I actually really like the red.
Here's another movie. Yeah.
I like the red a lot.
Give me.
You got a new wife. Right now, he's riding around in a pickup truck with a shotgun and a dog.
Hoffman.
Oh, my.
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, we need you here yesterday.
You like that?
This little big man. No,
it tastes like... It tastes like I had like a huge giant snow cone and everything melted.
And melted into your
and then somebody
body.
Poured a 40 in it. I hate to do a segue.
No, please, Dane.
We're done with the Four Loko. Everybody agree?
Can I have that again,
shit.
Please?
Yeah. There
yeah.
You go.
No, we don't
but,
agree because we're
but,
all addicted
but,
now.
But I have to say, and we'll go into this later for a douchebag. To each his own.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You like a Tisdale.
Mm-hmm.
I like
yeah,
a,
that should be illegal.
Anyway,
like
what are
Red
we going into?
Loco.
Anyway, zombie labia.
That would be a name for a band. And next week we're going to do a
absolutely.
We have our own theme, and we will divulge more on that later on. Patrick, can we get a movie Madness from you?
Yes, you can.
I love zombie labia's latest.
Johnny.
Hit.
Johnny.
Yeah, what is it?
The war is over. Okay. Now we're going to need a new song. I think it should be a song about a shoe, a shiny shoe, a black patent shoe, a good old shoe.
I got the name now.
Way to get drunk.
Yes, you get drunk, John, but I need a new song, okay? A good old shoe song. It should be a ballad of loss and you want to help me?
Redemption.
Loss and redemption. Very, very good.
The producer
oh,
cut
shit.
In there.
What key do you want it in?
Okay. This movie
hey,
is
you guys.
Wonderful.
It's a three-word title.
Okay, thank you, June. Thank you for the hint, because I hate both of you.
It's a
no,
great
actually,
movie to
I
watch.
I will rephrase that. I hate myself because I can't ever fucking get the movie Madness.
All right, so why don't we move on to Douchebag of the Week for episode 71. Well, actually, let's precede that, and we'll go into episode of the week.
I love it.
The winner for
episode 70.
Is Douchebag of the Week. You guys even remember what it is?
I do, because I voted today.
All right. Who do you think won?
I think it was the two bastards who were on methadone, were passed out in their car, and the cops busted them because the baby was sitting on their seat.
Here,
shaking
here.
The bottle of methadone. I think that's who won.
So in second place for episode 70's Douchebag of the Week is crackhead that put the crack in the baby's shoe.
Right.
And the winner, you're correct.
Is the methadone freaks.
Those motherfuckers.
Who were passed out and their baby was sitting on the lap just like playing with methadone bottles for fun.
Like yeah. like a rattle.
Like a little baby rattle because that's all it had to play with because its parents are checked out. And what else is that baby going to do?
That's bad, right?
No, it's really bad. You know what else is bad? Stop handing me that red Four Loko because I keep on drinking it.
Wait, is there more Loko left?
Yes, there's purple over here and there's red
Joe,
over here.
You guys are fucking horrible.
Hand me the purple.
Actually, you know what? There could be another contender for Douchebag of the Week.
Is Matt and Joe
for giving us
for
a Four Loko.
For introducing us to this delicious Satan piss.
Because I'm telling you right now, we're running around like crazy town.
Satan piss might taste like shit, but it's always three quarters full.
I have a knot in my stomach and it's being punched by Satan.
Okay, so let's go into Douchebag of the Week, episode 71.
Lives a lot. Say hi to your mom.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
All right. Page that douchebag.
Fuck the asshole.
Page that douche.
By the
all
way,
right.
Yeah, I think go. The Four Loko has gone like crazy.
I don't even know.
I feel a lot more energized.
I do too. I feel a lot more pissed.
Yeah, so
that's what you mean.
It's monkey
right,
spunk.
The first story that we have for episode 71 is man so angry at Bristol Palin winning in Dancing with the Stars. And in this article it says DWTS because that's what they call it, DWTS.
What's that mean?
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, okay.
DWTS.
Wait,
that he
wait,
shot
can you,
his
can
TV
you start from
with
the beginning,
shotgun.
I got lost. A man saw Dancing with the Stars.
Hold on, you'll get it in the fucking story, Patrick. So chill your loco ass out.
Yeah, quit being so loco.
Okay. At this point, you probably know that Bristol Palin, for anybody that doesn't know, daughter of Sarah Palin, has moved into the finals on Dancing with the Stars.
Didn't know that, but I don't
watch
the show.
You might also know that some people don't believe that she deserves it, and they're not happy about it.
Why doesn't she deserve it,
Jenny? Because she sucks, and she's a horrible dancer.
Okay.
What you probably don't know is that one of those people got so angry, he shot at his TV with a shotgun, and then he had a 15-hour standoff with the police.
What?
If Bristol Palin is doing well on Dancing with the Stars show can make this guy this angry, let's hope he never tries to watch the news. That's from this guy. On Monday, a Wisconsin man named Steve Cohen decided to go all Elvis Presley on his television. If anybody doesn't know what that reference is, Elvis Presley hated Robert Goulet so much that he actually shot out a couple of different televisions in his home in Graceland. Whenever Robert Goulet would be on the television, he would shoot them out because Elvis had a lot of guns. June's raising his hand.
But back then, it was a tube television, so when you shot it, it would actually kind of implode a little
right.
bit. But right now, they're all plasma, so you're just like putting a bullet hole in your
right.
your $1,000 TV.
And you're not Elvis, you know what I mean? Like, Elvis could shoot out a TV with Robert Goulet on it, and it's like the coolest thing ever. This dumb dude is shooting it because of Palin's on the TV. It's not that cool.
Is he that vehemently Democratic?
Well, let's read on and see. A Wisconsin man named Steve Cohen decided to go all Elvis Presley on his television because he couldn't stand to see Palin move up in the ranks on the ABC competition. The Smoking Gun has reported this ridiculous story. And here it is. According to criminal complaint, Cohen's wife called police Monday evening to report that her husband blasted the TV and was threatening to kill himself. Cohen, who had been drinking...
In the closet, too, by the way, probably.
Probably in parentheses Four Loko, but it doesn't say that.
No, he's like, he's cuatro?
He was probably cuatro cinco.
No, he's like all kinds
siete,
of...
Yeah. No, ocho, nueve days.
And then went into Cuatro Loko being like Cuckoo Town already.
He became angry while watching Palin, 20 years old, perform on the ABC program. As Palin was dancing, Cohen jumped up and swore, saying something to the effect of, quote, the fucking politics. Stephen was upset that a political figure's daughter was dancing on the particular show when Stephen did not think she was a good dancer. Okay, A, she's not. B, I don't watch the show. C, I will admit that I have tuned in because of all the hype. I'll be honest.
The show?
You know why you did? Can I?
Yeah, go.
Because of the situation was on.
Yes.
I'm right.
Yes, yeah. I did. I tuned in
you
because...
You love his abs.
I did. I tuned in because the situation was on, and I will admit that I love the Jersey Shore. And I also tuned in to watch Bristol Palin because I thought it was so silly that she was on the show. And you know she is awful.
You know what's fucked up, Jenny, is you have cable, and you still watched it.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you know what? I enjoy pop culture. I retract what I said as you being fucked up.
Well, I mean, I am fucked up, but I like to watch things that are a train wreck. Like, if I had to list the top five reasons why I watch television shows, like, number two would be train wreck. Number one would be good programming.
Right.
Oh, yeah, R-rated. Number one would be penises.
Mm-hmm, wieners.
Number two would be...
Superstar wieners.
Yeah, Superstar Wieners is number one. The second one would be whether or not Bristol Palin is on a show. I tuned in, I'll admit it. Janice Cohen told Dane County officers, that's the wife of the man.
Of the shooter.
Told Sheriff County deputies that she called 911 after her husband blasted the TV and then pointed the shotgun at her.
Whoa.
Right?
I thought it was like a pistol. So he had a shotgun.
No, he had a shotgun and he blasted the television and then he pointed it at her. He also said that he was going to kill himself. She added that Cohen warned her that he would kill himself if she brought anyone back to the home, meaning the
Bristol?
Cops. Or Bristol. If Bristol would have showed up, he would have fucking freaked out.
He would have gone.
You know Bristol's
shit.
On hand. After a lengthy standoff with cops, it was actually 15 hours.
Oh, so he's...
Of a cop standoff of
house,
him in the
all
home.
All kind of crazy.
Yes.
Was the woman there? I mean, was his wife there?
Yeah.
She got out.
No, it doesn't say in here, but I think that she was in the house for the 15 hours. After a lengthy standoff with cops, he surrendered and he's facing disorderly conduct and weapon charges. So the only thing the guy did was shoot the television. But the reason he
did it with
a shotgun, and the reason he did it is because Sarah Palin's daughter advanced in Dancing with the Stars. And I'll give you a little tidbit of what I know because of my pop culture know-how. Is the reason that he did it is because Brandy, you remember Brandy, the black girl from the television shows, Ray J's sister,
a Disney sweetheart,
somebody.
Yes. Yes, she did kill somebody.
Okay, so the murderer, Brandy?
Yeah, the murderer, Brandy, got voted off, and she was a way better dancer than Bristol. That's why the guy... And so this is a grown-ass man.
All right.
Who was shooting a television because some 20-year-old little tart advanced in the television. Who gives a crap, right? At least Elvis hated Robert Goulet. He had a reason. Robert Goulet sucks.
Well, back then, I think that there was a little bit more privacy for people shooting guns.
And there was also a shotgun ordinance that said if anybody was on your TV that you hated, you could kill them on the television and it would be great.
That, and I always assume that Elvis shot a revolver.
Oh, fuck yeah, he did, and it was so...
Of course he did.
Probably like a .357 or like a .44 or something like that. So the douchebag of the week, I think that there's a real bout on this one. Is it Bristol? Or is it the dude that shot the TV?
Right. Well, it seems obviously that it's the guy that shot the TV, but it could also be ABC for letting this awful show go on the air and letting the situation end, Bristol even be on it, and the American public for even loving it.
Jenny, I just want to thank you for saying that because you represent me in that thing.
Really? You agree with that?
I don't give a fuck about the dude who shoots his TV. It's his own TV. He's his thing. Who gives a fuck about
it? Well, it sucks that he put his shotgun in his wife's face. That's horrible.
That's
out of bounds. Okay, that's bad.
Actually, that's not douchebag. That's asshole.
No, that's still douchebag.
It's still douchebag. I mean, in the realms of what we do on this show, it's still douchebag. But it sucks that Sarah, that Bristol Palin is even on this fucking show.
Can we just say it's ABC's fault?
We're going to do a double. We're going to do Guy Shoots TV.
Okay.
And we're going to also do Dancing with the Stars just as a show.
Okay.
God, it sucks. And I'm so angry at it.
Hey, so the douchebag of the week on that one, ABC.
Guy Shoots TV and ABC and the Palins.
Awesome. Hey, Patrick, could we get a movie Mattis from you while we segue into your little thing?
We're locked into Albania. Why?
Albania's hard to ride.
What are you looking at me for? It's the name of the country.
Albania, Albania.
That rhymes. Mm-hmm. John Belushi?
Jim.
Jim Belushi?
Jim Belushi what?
Albanian.
Jim Belushi's Albanian?
Sure as thing you know. Are you kidding? Anybody know anybody who's ever eaten in an Albanian restaurant?
Is there such a thing as an Albanian restaurant?
Has to be. They have to eat.
Is it a national dish?
Well, nobody would know, right? We can make it up. So,
Belushi is Albanian.
Oh, yeah.
What is this movie that they're talking about Jim Belushi so much?
Okay, before we go into the next douchebag, can I say that Dustin Hoffman sounds like he has a bunch of cotton in his mouth when he talks?
He's very mumbly.
He just like sounds like he's got I don't know, whatever. We'll edit this shit out.
He does.
Patrick, you got another douchebag of the week?
I do have another douchebag of the week. A 21-year-old Ben Dabda man will front court after he allegedly tattooed an unwanted lewd image and slogan on his mate's back. It was his friend. Police allege that the man, who is not a professional tattooist, talked his friend into having a tattoo while they were just visiting at the...
Checking it out.
At his home.
Right. Kicking it.
After the 25-year-old victim got home, he was horrified to discover that the tattoo was far from what he suspected. So this dude inked this guy and said, go on your merry way. And the guy walked home, and he got home, and he looked at it in a mirror, and he was like, ah. Instead of a yin and yang symbol with some dragons on
it. That sounds awesome. That sounds like what I want my back piece to be.
Exactly. That's what he wanted. Instead of that.
Classy.
Classy.
The tattoo features a 40-centimeter long image of a penis and a slogan implying he was gay.
I wonder what was the slogan? Does it
say? Do they say?
They do not say.
Was it derogatory?
It probably was just like, you know, I am Spartacus gay.
Or something like that.
Probably like
dicks
what?
In
like
my mouth.
Faggot. They put faggot right. On his back.
Yeah, Kenny. They probably put the word faggot
this
on
is
there.
Like, yeah. So this fucker dude just contacted the police and charged this friend, quote unquote, that he had of assault with occasional
assault with a deadly needle
with bodily harm.
Well, that it
that's fucking horrible.
That's bodily harm.
The tattoo victim now faces the pain and expense of having a tattoo removed by lasers. Besides that, like, we're all just fucking gone.
All of us, Patrick, do you have any tattoos?
I do not. I don't have one tattoo.
Okay. But
I
Jenny,
do.
You have,
I do.
You have several,
and
right?
You do, yeah.
And I have a bunch too.
And I don't have a back piece, but if you went in somewhere, especially if it was a friend of yours, you went in somewhere and you're like, I would like a yin yang and some
and
dragons
a
and a Chinese symbol. It means happiness because that's what everybody gets, right? Want something tribal. And then you come out of there, and it's like the picture of your mom taking a cock in the mouth, and you don't even know it. I'm gonna be a little pissed.
I'm gonna be angered.
I like that he gave him the tattoo, and he never even offered up a mirror for him to like see what it was. He's like, "Okay, Jimmy, go on home.
You're done, Jimmy.
Go heal up."
So definitely, the douchebag is the tattoo artist.
It is.
And then, yeah, Patrick, thank you for the little audio clip on there.
When I look in the mirror, there's something to remind me.
Big fat penis.
So now this dude's got to go through all that laser shit. Does that work? Do you actually get ink off of
it? It hurts like hell. It burns your skin.
I've seen pictures of how long it takes. It's not like a tattoo you can't. Well, I mean, if you get a huge tattoo, you go in stages because of the pain or whatever. So... the laser process is even worse. It takes like twice as many probably to get it to work. And you have scar tissue. It'll never look like your regular back without a cock and balls.
I actually have to admit that I saw the tattoo. It was in another article. It was on another hard copy that I tried to get the image, but for some reason it wouldn't come up. And it was a dick that looked like somebody, like a six-year-old drew.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible. It was all sketchy and, like, icky. If I find it, I'll put it on Facebook.
Will you find it? Because I've actually been looking for a good back piece, and that's really what I wanted, was, like, a crudely drawn six-year-old cock and balls is what I want on my entire back. And on the bottom, it says, like, come and get it is what
so
I would like.
So when you
like.
And BT are
that
doing...
That actually defines you as a person.
I know. It does.
So you guys are doing it back. He's just sick of this big...
Yeah,
it dick
just
in his face.
Yeah, it just looks like a six-year-old BT drew it, and I know that's what he'd like.
So yeah, definitely the douchebag is that fucking asshole.
That's awful.
That's
and apparently I've heard that the laser removal is actually more painful than the actual getting of the tattoo itself.
What we got one last one, Jenny? You want to hit it?
I would love to.
Are you going
to
do it in a certain style?
Maybe. A brownie-baking burglar made himself at home this week on Braddock Road until a concerned neighbor found the gun-toting intruder inside Thanksgiving morning and he fled. But first, he surfed the victim's computer for pornography, slept in his bed, stole his gun, guzzled his orange juice, and was apparently trying to steal his pickup and liquor before he was found. The homeowner had been out of town on vacation since Tuesday. So a neighbor decided to check out the vacant Northwest Jacksonville home at about 10. When he noticed one of its garage doors was open, finding nothing out of place in the garage, he closed the door and called the homeowner's wife, just in case. She asked him to check inside, so he used a spare key. That's when the neighbor was confronted by a young man in the living room who pointed a gun at his face and said, whoa, hold up. Hold up. The neighbor ran back outside and called the police, who surrounded the home, searched it with a dog, but no one was found. What they did find was evidence that had gotten into an unlocked car in the driveway and opened the garage door with the remote inside. The gun he had was stolen from the homeowner's bedroom. Police found the remains of brownies that he had baked and several pornographic websites acted on his home's computer. The keys to the pickups were in the vehicle, along with a nylon bag stolen liquor from the front seat.
Touché, Jenny. That was brilliant. So, Jenny... Jenny, can we get a synopsis?
I don't even know what that story was about. A guy broke in to a house and he slept in the bed. He had
brownies.
He made brownies and he guzzled the orange juice. The guy was out of town when he came back. The guy was in there and I don't even know.
Wow. There are so many things in that story.
That's the worst douchebag of every time. It's like super, super douchebag.
He guzzled the orange juice. He had the porn.
Where does the orange juice come in from all that shit?
I don't know. It was just thrown in. He's trying to steal the pickup, they found the evidence in the car.
But if he's been there for a long time, of course he's going to be.
Well, you're going to get thirsty. Need the orange juice. You got to need that OJ. You got to get that vitamin C.
So, Jenny, can we get a synopsis of the douchebag?
Yes, I have it. So, number one douchebag is from Matt and Joe is banning Four Loko.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, the guy shoots the TV because Palin's on it. Number three is ABC for having such fucking rotten programming. Number four is man tattoos cock and balls on his friend's back. And number five is man breaks in, bakes brownies, drinks OJ, busts in the pickup, all of those things. All of the above.
Living large.
So, hey, if you want to go on and vote for who you think is Douchebag of the Week for episode 71, go onto our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, and then you can participate in who's going to win next week. So why don't we conclude Movie Madness for episode 71?
This is nothing. Did you ever shoot in Italy? Try three Italian startups whacked down on Benzedrine and Grappa. This is nothing. This is a walk in the park.
Jenny?
I have nothing. It's just one of those times where I'm pretty sure that I haven't seen this movie because there is a cattle cave of stars. And I still have nothing.
Usage, by the way. I don't think I've used cattlecade in a long time.
I know.
Patrick?
One more.
Has he been in jail long?
12 years.
Does he have much longer to serve? What did he do?
He raped a nun.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Gee, oh, God.
And?
I don't want to know an and. Why is there an and?
Look, he's fine as long as he gets his medications.
And if he doesn't get his medications...
He's not fine.
Right.
That's it.
I feel like an idiot that I don't know what it is. I
know you got some more clips.
Let's roll a couple clips. Cattlecade.
You want a cattlecade?
No. I just don't know what it is, and I feel silly because I probably should. And you know Kenny got it in like a half a clip.
All right, here we go, Kenny.
Monty's guarding the border. Monty has.
No, stupid fucking hats.
What, Davy Crockett had a hat? We made a fortune.
Davy Crockett, you could crush him. See, when you felt stupid, you could crush him and put him in your pocket. You can't put a Mountie hat in your pocket. You need a pocket the size of fucking Detroit. Forget it. No good.
So,
we got Dennis Leary.
Yep.
We got Willie Nelson.
We've got
Dustin Hoffman.
Mm-hmm. Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice little film.
Not ringing a bell?
No.
Political movie?
Political movie.
You guys are political movie.
Wag the Dog.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I didn't
it's
either.
It's a great... It's...
June's like, oh, I haven't seen it either, but I still know because I'm an intelligent person.
Cut that out. Note to self. Cut that out. It's a great movie. Watch it. It's awesome.
I was bored when I started watching it.
You guys know that Willie Nelson actually just got busted again with
I read that.
6 or 9 ounces of weed.
Because I read
But nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, three.
Willie Nelson.
And apparently the judge was like, I'm going to make you serve your time and I'm going to make you wash dishes and wear a fucking black and white uniform.
Fuck off. There's another douchebag that we're not going to put on the show, but another douchebag thing is like, fuck off with weed.
I know, right?
Jenny and I don't smoke it. Pat is like a chimney.
I know.
I don't smoke it like a chimney. I've known you
guys
for like 3 years.
You're smoking it right now.
But
I'm just fucking with you. But you partake.
I partake.
But the reality is that weed is not the douchebag. Exactly. Weed is not the enemy. Leave people alone that smoke the fucking weed.
I agree.
Especially Willie Nelson.
I agree.
Especially Willie. Don't fuck with Willie.
Again, everybody go on and vote for who you think is Douchebag of the Week, reiterating. We're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show.
Yes. Call us on our hotline at 503-928-7751.
You can find us on our website at hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook if you're having trouble spelling hideous, which... I understand.
Some people do.
Just Google it, and you can find all of our whatever you want on there. It'll just pop up.
We had a good idea for next week's topic of the week, and we're going to post that on Facebook, which is, what would your band name be? If you were emo band, heavy metal band, death metal band.
Cover punk band.
We're looking for witty, good...
Jam band.
Like, whatever you can think of. Like, what's the name of...
Ozark's fucking current.
Let's say that somebody you were around came up with a great name for a band that's funny, stupid, horrible. Just let us know, and I'll post it on the Facebook, and then you guys can retort that way.
Also, I want to say thank you for everybody for listening to the show. And
thank you to all our listeners that we read today. Daryl and Tiny Dancer 555.
Miranda.
You remember that?
I did, Patrick. Well, I remember good. That. I can't get a movie madness, but I do remember something.
That's awesome. You can find us on Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, and iTunes Store. And if you guys are on the iTunes and you could give us a 5-star rating, it's going to help us go up in the numbers, or give us a review, would be fucking fantastic.
I concur.
Thank you guys all for listening.
Hey, and tonight's outro is going to be Ween, Ocean Man.
Ocean Man.
We're going to be back
by the hand
in about 7 days. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Ocean Man.